البيان راديو presents رمضان Q&A presented by شيخ طه زينب.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. وأما بعد, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, and we continue inshallah ta'ala with Ramadan Q&A. And today inshallah ta'ala we will discuss the exceptions and the exemptions that are given by Sharia for those believers to break their fast during the month of Ramadan. If somebody asks, who are those people that Allah Azza wa Jal gave the concession to break their fast during the daytime of Ramadan, Al-Baghawi rahimahullah ta'ala, he answered it and he said, consensus has been reached on the permissibility of breaking the fast during the month of Ramadan for 10 categories of people. Firstly, the child, then the insane, the menstruating woman, the postpartum woman, the sick, the traveler, the elderly person who cannot bear fasting, the pregnant woman if she fears harm to her pregnancy from fasting, and the nursing woman who fears that her fasting may cause a decrease in her milk supply and harm the infant. Now, from what we've seen so far, we see that those for whom breaking the fast during Ramadan is permissible can be divided into three categories. The first category includes the people that are allowed to break their fast during Ramadan, and the expiation is for them to just pay fidyah. They don't have to make up that day. And those are the elderly that are unable to fast, or somebody that's permanently sick with a sickness that prevents them from fasting forever. So those this category of people, all they have to do is pay fidyah, feed a poor person per day, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. The second category comprises individuals who are permitted to break their fast, but are only required to make up the missed days, you need to do qada, like a traveler, a sick person, inshallah ta'ala, and so on. The third category includes individuals who are required, yani it is mandatory for those people to break their fast and they should make up their missed days. Who are those people? This category includes menstruating women and postpartum women, subhanallah, travelers that find it very difficult to fast, and those who are ill that find fasting extremely difficult. Yani travelers and sick people that would endanger their life by fasting. Those people, according to Sharia, have to break up their fast and make up the day later. Today, inshallah ta'ala, we'll mostly spend the day speaking about traveling and the rulings of travelers. Regarding travel, breaking the fast is permissible. And fasting is also allowed. So you have the choice whether to fast or to break your fast. And this is according to the majority of scholars. Subhanallah, one of the scholars, Imam An-Nawawi rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, if his journey is beyond the shortening period and it is not sinful, he gave us two conditions. Yani it's a travel that allows you to shorten your salah. It's in Sharia. And the ruling applies for you to break your fast, and you're not traveling for a sin, and you're not traveling from one city to another to commit a sin, God forbid. He said that then breaking the fast is permissible for him, for that person. It's permissible. You can break it or not break it, up to you. This ruling is agreed upon during Ramadan in accordance with the Quran and the Sunnah. Tayyib, what is the distance that classifies a person as a traveler? The scholars of the permanent committee stated that some travelers, stated that some scholars have allowed shortening the prayers and breaking the fast during Ramadan for journeys commonly referred to as travel, yani according to the customs of people. If the travel is considered a travel, yani you go an hour and a half or 2 hours outside the city, and according to the customs, this is considered as a travel. You're allowed to break your fast for as long as commonly According to the customs and the Urf, this journey is considered to be a travel. But the majority of scholars here, they have actually stated and defined the distance as approximately 80 kilometers. So you should travel for more than 80 kilometers for you to be exempted and allowed to break your fasting during Ramadan. And this is the opinion of majority of the scholars, by the way. Subhanallah. طيب, what if somebody intends to travel? Let's say you woke up in the morning and you're preparing yourself and you're going to the airport. When are you allowed to break your fast? Yani, are you allowed to break it before you start traveling or after? A lot of scholars and the majority of scholars, they go for the opinion that a person cannot break his fast until he leaves the boundaries of his city and he can't see the boundaries of his city anymore. Yani, if you're going to the airport has to be outside the city, or you have to go in the airplane and travel overseas or go by bus and you can't see houses anymore, where you have to leave the boundaries of your city. Now, there is another opinion, and Imam Ibn Baz, Sheikh Ibn Baz, rahimahullah, he narrated the hadith that is narrated by Anas. And this, subhanAllah, this is what happened with Anas. As it's reported that Anas, radiallahu anhu, he intended to travel. As a companion intended to travel, prepared for his journey, wore his travel clothes, and he was ready to go. Yani, he didn't just have the intention, he was prepared, dressed up, everything's packed up, about to go. And he ate before even departing his house. So some of his companion asked him, is this the sunnah? He said, yes, it is a sunnah. Similar reports are also narrated by Abu Basra al-Ghifari, rahimahullah ta'ala. So therefore, there is no harm in doing so. However, yani, be very careful. You need to be prepared, ready, already packed up, your car's ready, dressed up to travel. Then you can, according to this opinion, break your fasting before you leave. But the majority of the scholars, they say, be cautious. Sometimes a change of plan could happen, or things could change your, subhanAllah, plans for the travel, delays, flight cancellations, and so on. So it's safer not to break your fast until you've actually departed. Wallahu ta'ala alam. What is the period of time that determines the travel that allows you as a Muslim to break your fast? Some scholars say that if one intends to stay for fewer than 4 days, then the ruling of a traveler applies to them. Yani, let's say you're going from Sydney to Melbourne and you're staying in Melbourne for 4 days or less, then you can break your fasting in Melbourne and on your way. That's according to this opinion. As Sheikh Al-Fawzan, rahimahullah ta'ala, and may Allah prolong his life and benefit us from his knowledge, he stated that for a traveler, it is permissible to break his fast and shorten his prayers if he stays for less than 4 days or 4 days. This is because if one stays for 4 days or less, they are still considered as a traveler. He says, however, if one intends to stay more than 4 days, yani in the city after his arrival, he wants to stay for more than 4 days, they are considered a resident and the ruling of travel no longer applies to them. In this case, they must complete their prayers in full and they have to fast in that city. That's the opinion of Al-Fawzan rahimahullah ta'ala. Some scholars said as long as the travel is considered or the journey is considered as a travel, and you're not according to the culture of this of the country you live in, you're not considered a resident of that city, even if it's more than 4 days, that's permissible for you to break your fast. But the majority of scholars, they go with 4 days and 80 kilometers. So the combination of both. Allahu alam. But if you're traveling tomorrow morning, can you have the intention to break your fast before Fajr? Ibn Abdul Barr, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said that the scholars are in agreement that a traveler during the month of Ramadan is not permissible, or he's not permitted to intend to break his siyam from the night before his travel. This is because a traveler is considered as such not merely by his intention, but the actual act of traveling and beginning the journey. So you can't have the intention the night before and say to yourself, I'm traveling tomorrow, so I'm going to break my fast automatically. No, you can't break your siyam until you actually start the journey. Wallahu ta'ala alam. Now, if you start the day fasting and then travel, are you allowed to break your fasting on that day, or should you continue to fast to the end of the day? Al-Baghawi rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, if someone begins the day as a resident and fasting, then he travels during the daytime, it is not permissible for him to break his fast on that day, according to the majority of the scholars. However, a group of scholars hold the opinion that it is permissible for them to break their fast. This is the view of Shabi and attributed to Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala. So in a nutshell, if you travel in the morning, subhanallah, or if you start the day fasting in the morning, and then during the day you want to travel and you start your journey, you can break your fasting according to a lot of scholars. Some scholars say it's preferred to continue fasting that day because you've already started the fasting and the siyam, as we've mentioned earlier, Allahu A'lam. Now, subhanAllah, Al-Hafidh ibn Hajar, he said also about this topic, he said, if somebody intends to fast while being resident, then travels during the day, it is permissible for them to break their fast during that day. The majority of scholars prohibit this, while Ahmad and Ishaq permit it. And this is the chosen opinion of Al-Muzani. Now, is it better for the traveler to fast or break his fast? Al-Hafidh ibn Hajar also said, rahimahullah ta'ala, the conclusion is that fasting is preferred for those who find it easy. If you're a traveler and you find it easy to fast, there's no struggles, it's permissible for you, or it's preferred for you to fast, not to break your fast. And he said, while breaking the fast is preferred for those who find fasting difficult or are unwilling to accept the concession. Now, if the hardship is not confirmed, one is given the choice between fasting or breaking his fast. So if you struggle and you're subhanallah, you're struggling with hardship and the travel is taking a toll on your body and well-being, it's preferred for you to break your fast, wallahu a'lam. طيب, what if you're traveling by airplane and it's more than 80 kilometers, you're going for 3 days and coming back in 3 days, but the travel is easy, it's an easy trip between two cities, are you allowed to break your fast or not? Shaykh al-Islam bin Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he said, breaking the fast is permissible for the traveler by consensus of the ummah, whether they are capable of fasting or not, and whether fasting is difficult for them or not. If a person is considered a traveler and has access to shade, water, and someone to serve them, then it is permissible for them to break their fast and shorten their prayers. Yani, it doesn't matter if the travel is easy or hard, then as a Muslim, you have the concession as long as you meet the criteria. As we mentioned, majority of the scholars, they set the criteria by traveling less than 4 days and by having the distance more than 80 kilometers, wallahu a'lam. But if a traveler returns home on a day when he has already broken his fast, is he allowed to continue eating and drinking after his arrival, or should he refrain from eating and drinking? There are two opinions on this matter, and the predominant opinion is that the one is not obligated to refrain from food and water. Rather, he remains upon the state of breaking his fast, and this is the opinion of Imam al-Shafi'i, Imam Malik, and it is attributed to Ibn Mas'ud as reported by Shaybah. Wallahu a'lam. Sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.